There's a few things that we need to improve on. One was we overused the ball far too much. Thought we tried to be a little bit too pretty with the ball, particularly in the first quarter. You know, we had a patch in the third quarter where they got at us at centre bounces. So by and large, turnovers, overuse and centre bounces. And that's where you need to give St Kilda real credit, because they came with pressure, came with intensity, and they force that a lot. So it's, you know, I need to acknowledge that as well.
Did you feel off at the start? Did you couldn't sense that we played a little bit off a little bit flat, or did you just see it that way?
No, I thought we overused the ball a fair bit early and got hurt because St Kilda came with really good pressure. So that's what I noticed early, yeah.
What was the most disappointing part about the day overall? I mean, given the run of wins, really good form, was it the fact that Penn's come from a bye and down to go into that break?
Oh, of course, all teams would love to go into a break with a win, but I did say after the win last week we were quite inconsistent in some areas, and we needed to improve, and we didn't totally rectify some of those inconsistencies. So we're on a journey. I've said that a lot, and we're just leaving the station. That's probably where it's at.
Given that journey and that level of development that they're at, is this the sort of results we expected in that sort of inconsistency?
Expect inconsistency. You always coach for not having inconsistency, but if there is inconsistency there, we need to learn from it and look at the why. Is it mindset? Is it needing to change the way in which we play within the game? All those sort of things we look at. We don't go into a game wanting inconsistency, but we always analyse the why it was inconsistent.
What's your gut feeling of why?
As I said, overuse of the ball, under pressure, trying to do too much with it. But again, that happens because the other team puts pressure on you, so I need to acknowledge that.
You sort of talk to your players about, look, St Kilda aren't going to come with us today. They're going to breathe fire because you know the week they've had and the press that they've had. Did you do that before the game?
Yeah, of course. I did say early in the press conference, later in the week, that we'd understood that they've bounced back from games this year, and it'll be a brutal contest. And we got that. We need to be better. We'll improve, and we'll use the break to reset our minds and reset our bodies.
Yeah, to characterise it as a bit of a reality check for your players?
No. We understand where we're at, yeah.
What were the positives for you?
I thought even when the game was over, there was some ball movement where we tried to still be aggressive, and, you know, we snuck a couple of goals late, which is pleasing that you don't totally go into your shell when the game was over. So we got some goals there, but other pleasing things are probably more just some individual efforts than the total collective. We're not happy as a collective. We've got to get far better. But, you know, Simo continues to lead. Doherty, Daisy got a bit of the ball today. So more just some individual patches than total collective that we're pleased about.
What do you do with the bye? You always have a few days off.
Yeah, well, it's a long and brutal season when you look at how all AFL players play. There's collisions and there's work rate and there's a long pre-season, so just some time to reset the mind and freshen up, so they'll get a few days away from the club, as will the coaches.
From a bigger picture point of view, to get to the bye, what's your assessment of the season so far?
It doesn't change. It's we've just left the station. We're in a real development phase. We're learning how to win, and we're learning when we lose how to deal with it and improve from it. So my assessment is exactly where we thought we'd be. Yeah.
Good.
Thank you.